I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided Radio Show this morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate you and we appreciate your support. I am super excited about our show today. You know that I love success stories. In fact, it just gets me so fired up and so motivated and excited to talk about success stories and to share success stories. And I know because it gets you fired up too and gets you motivated to do something that maybe you're dreaming about doing, but you're just kind of maybe holding back a little bit, maybe a little fear, uncertainty, whatever's standing in the way. So I thought this is a great time. It's spring. It's a new season. It's new starts, fresh starts, all this fun stuff gets you motivated. Thought it'd be a great time to bring on my good friend, Tim Johnson. Hey, Tim, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for allowing me to be here.
I am so excited about what you're doing and also just impressed with how you're just moving forward and you just keep jumping off these cliffs. I've been watching you.
I jump off a lot of cliffs. Yeah.
For the last couple of years. So I am really excited to kind of hear your story firsthand. As I said, I've been watching kind of a bystander, you know, looking and assuming things, but I thought, I really want to hear your whole story, your whole journey. And I think it'll be motivating for the listeners to hear too. So let's just dive right in. Tim Johnson, you may recognize that name around town. You've been a realtor for about 13 years.
About 13 years, yep.
But this, what you're doing, really has nothing to do with real estate.
Right.
Widecast Studio, that's your baby.
Correct. Peoria Life is what a lot of people know us as, but the studio itself is Widecast, right?
Widecast Studio, and then it produces Peoria Life, right?
Correct.
And it will be producing other things down the road, but Peoria
Correct.
Life is one of those. So let's just kind of start with your journey, Tim. Like you're running your realtor business, you're doing that, but in the background, you've got this dream, this burning desire to do something different.
So it really started as me as a realtor, I'm trying to get outside the box, you know, so I start this little blog page, this little blog site called Peoria Life. And at the same time, 2011 or so, also started a show here on Alpha, JMP at the time, and started a radio program talking about community and the things that we do. So here in Peoria.
So Peoria Life actually started as a written blog?
It was. I was trying to blog. I started to write my own blog, and I'm not a great writer, so it took me a long time to put together an article that was all about real estate. And I'm like, boy, nobody's going to come to my website to read this article that I worked so hard on. So why don't I get a bunch of other bloggers in the Peoria area and come together and write? And then we gathered five or six different bloggers, and we started writing about the Peoria area, and it was Peoria Life.
Peoria Life. That's a great idea, a nifty little idea in itself.
Yep.
So you started this kind of community blogging.
Yep. We were fairly successful, had about 5,000 people tuning in every month to pop in and watch the different articles or read the different articles that we had about Peoria.
And this came from being a realtor, you're thinking outside of the box, how can I reach more people?
Right. And then Stacy Borjo and I, well, let me back up. I was doing some advertising on JMP or Alpha Media, and I'm like, you know, I'm sponsoring a show that we're trying to get the word out, but I'm trying to sponsor one of the shows. And I talked to Joelle Allen here at the station. And I'm like, what would it be like to do a show like The Hot Finance Lady? And she goes, well, let me check into it. calls me back a few weeks later and goes, Tim, why don't you stop into the office and just share, you know, what your thoughts are? And I'm like, I'm just curious, you know. I'm thinking, I hate speech class. I hate talking in public. So it's not a big deal. I'll come and I'll talk to you. And so she's like, wow, that's a great idea. And let's go talk to a few people. Station manager's here. So we went in and talked to him. And he goes, wow, sounds like a great idea. You want to start in a week or two? We have an opening. And I'm like, what? And I was not even thinking.
First crossroad. Right? Your first opportunity to say, no, I'm fearful. I don't speak in front of people. I don't like to talk in front of people.
Yes.
Not something I thought I wanted to do. And you had to make, that was probably that first big jump off the cliff.
Correct. it was definitely a jump. I immediately, when he said that, I was thinking about high school when I was doing a speech and you're supposed to be in the other room and you had a microphone, but I was shaking so bad you could hear the paper rattle that I was reading from. And I'm like, I can't do this. But I want to do this,
right?
But I can't do this. What do I do? And so I didn't start in 2 weeks, but I started in four.
Okay, and took you a little while to talk yourself into it.
Well, it was getting things prepared and thinking, planning through it a little bit.
Right.
So
you there one little idea, and all of a sudden you find yourself about to do a radio show from blogging to a radio show.
Right.
Because it was in your heart. Isn't that funny how in just the right place at the right time, you mentioned something. And it was like all you needed to do was just get it out.
Right.
I wonder, Tim, how many of our listeners are listening right now who they kind of have that idea in their heart. You've been toying around with it. It's in your heart. But you're thinking, you know, I don't know what I would do with this or how would it ever even evolve. You know, you just thought, how does somebody get a radio show, you know, like this finance lady?
Right.
And you found out relatively quickly.
Yeah, really quickly. And I had no idea that it was coming. Something that I had done a while back, I do this little thing where I write down my own thoughts of success. And the walls of your comfort zone are a great place to hang pictures of what you could have done.
Oh, I was reading that. That is really a good one. So your comfort place is a great place, is a great wall to hang pictures of what could have been.
Yes.
That's pretty awesome. That's pretty deep if you really think about it.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the thing. It's like you got to take the risk. You got to go for it.
Right.
You know, when I'm taking a risk, I always think, okay, what's the absolute worst thing that could happen? And if I can live with that, I think I'll be okay. You go for it, right? It's like you gotta go out and get a couple jobs. Lots of people work a couple jobs
and
up for a risk that you may have taken. You know,
a lot of times the worst thing that could happen is you don't try.
Right.
You know, that's to me one of the saddest things is if God puts a great thing in front of you and you don't try, and you could just say, "Boy, I could have done that. That would have been great." You know, I think back. A friend of mine said that she had this musician, a guy named Rick Nielsen, ask her to go play keyboards in his band. And she decided, nah, that's not for me. But, you know, Cheap Trick was a pretty successful band that he created. So,
yeah, she missed an opportunity.
Yep.
It's gone in the blink of an eye. So, you know, we don't want you to miss your opportunity. We want you to dream big. And that's why we have I've Decided. I've Decided is to help you. We want to be here to help you achieve your goals, whatever they are, whatever dreams you have burning in your heart. We want to get connected with you and provide you all the resources and the motivation and success stories like what you're hearing from Tim Johnson today from YCast Studio. And we want you to go for your dreams and take those risks. And, you know, if you do it with a tribe, it's not so scary, is it, Tim?
No.
You got people cheering you on, there to catch you if you fall, right?
Right.
And failure, you know, it's really not a big deal. I think we put too much emphasis on failure. It's like, you know what? We fail every day. Something's not going to go right almost every day. And so what? It's just a mistake. It's a failure. But I think if we stop putting the emphasis on that and put more of an emphasis on we went for it, we learned something, we're getting up, and we're going to do it again, and just surround ourselves with people who encourage us
right
to do that, I think it would be really awesome. So we want to get connected with you. If you haven't connected with I've Decided, you can log in to our website at ivedecided.org. You can just simply sign up for our free newsletter where you'll get some information, a little motivation. We'll send you a weekly winning resource that you'll get in your email of encouragement and a newsletter so that you can keep up with all of our awesome events that we have going on and get connected with our business resources. We have nearly 60 businesses who are a part of I've Decided that really care about your success and about helping you to fulfill your dream, your goals, whatever they are. So be sure to check them out. We definitely want to give a huge shout out to our presenting sponsor, Junction City. We're so proud of them that they support what we are doing. And it's because of Junction City and the other businesses that we're able to have this radio show even to bring you success stories and to bring you the resources to help you be successful. So we're very grateful for them. So be sure to check them out. And if you're just tuning in, this is I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of the show, and I'm talking to Tim Johnson, my friend. He owns Widecast Studio that produces Peoria Life. You may be familiar with that, got a lot of followers, and I've been going alongside him now for a little while, working with him with Healthy You, which is a part of the Peoria Life program, I guess. But the thing that I'm just so motivated about is really your whole concept of what you're doing in your dream. Share with us. I love how God gives us these little, along our life, we're putting in these positions where we learn what we need to learn to do, ultimately what it is that we're supposed to do. Would you agree with that,
yeah.
Jim?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
So can you share a little bit of your background? How, you know, I know that you love music, for example. And you may say, well, what's music got to do with Widecast Studio? I think it has a lot to do with it because of the recording and, you know, share a little bit of your journey.
So I started out as a photographer out of high school, loved photography, worked with some pretty big studios across the country, and also was a manager of a music store up in Rockford. And so learned production a lot through that, worked with a lot of different musicians and taught a lot of musicians how to work with the electronics part of their keyboards and stuff like that.
And that was way back when.
And 80s, yeah.
In the 80s.
Yeah.
No idea you were going to fast forward to 2015 and open a studio. But
right, right. Yeah, as a kid, we took these things called cassette recorders. They had tape in them. And we would record and make up radio shows and stuff, but even back earlier than the 80s, so yeah.
That's awesome. So when you were a kid, it's like you were prepping. It's like God was just kind of prepping.
Yep, that was the initial part of the production and learning how to do production and, yeah, creating something from beginning to end.
All right, so then you started at this music store and started learning, and then where'd you go from there?
So music store brought me actually down to Peoria. We were looking at buying a music store here in Peoria. And ended up going into sound design and designing sound systems for churches, for, you know, for big corporations and tour guide systems and stuff like that. And yeah.
Still in the industry.
Right. And our family had flipped homes, so I decided to go and flip a few homes. And through that, got into real estate and fast forward a few years. And I was in my broker's office and I'm like, we have Peoria Life, and we have the old radio show that we did, you know, 2011, 2012. And so I'm talking to Stacy Borjo, my co-host, and I'm like, let's do this on Peoria Life. And so we started November 1st of 2015. By December 1st, we had another show, Roger and Friends, came on and joined us, and we're recording right at our broker's office.
That's where you started.
That's where we started, recording at a table at my real estate office. And within 5 months, we had 5 different shows being recorded right at the studio.
That is so cool. And so we give a quick little shout out to Stacy, because we know Stacy, you may have seen her around on billboards and stuff, but Stacy Borjo is a mortgage broker in our community, and she's past been involved with I've Decided and just really love her too. So that's how you guys were connected, obviously, because she's probably a part of that blog for real estate.
Well, she was on the show. She was my co-host. I did one show by myself, and I thought, I need somebody else that help, you know, in those times when it gets scary and you don't know the questions to ask, and it's nice to have somebody to kind of pick up that. And so she joined me right off, and we did 45 shows here on Alpha Media on WMBD. And she came on. She was a mortgage broker and I was a realtor. And the idea was to talk a little bit about real estate, but we talked so much about community. We spent most of our time talking about community.
Which is what people probably want to listen to. They want to know what's going on in our community.
There are awesome, awesome non-for-profits in Peoria. And at 130-some shows now, we haven't scratched the surface on the 1,500 non-for-profits.
It's really quite amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And just in our community in general, we just have an amazing community. I just love Peoria. And, you know, I'm not a Peorian. I haven't been here my whole life, but almost 15 years. And it's just really a great city. And we have a lot of great stuff. I mean, I think you could just talk about something constantly that we have going on here. And that says a lot in my mind. And so I think the concept of Peoria Life is really cool. And adding different shows to that, which you have. But now we're moving into even bigger and better things. Well, oh no, let's back up for 5 seconds.
Sure.
Because you had another big crossroad.
Right.
And you were in the chamber office, right?
We outgrew our, you know, doing 5 shows. So we're setting up and breaking down audio equipment. And then we went to doing some video. But it was just a little too much to be in a broker's office and trying to record. So, we joined forces with the Chamber of Commerce, Peoria Chamber of Commerce with Jeff Griffin. Awesome, awesome entity, organization, and started working with them. And they pulled us in and said, hey, we have some space here.
And inside the chamber office.
Right. So it added a little bit more. I had to progress. I had to, either had to progress or die. And that's,
right.
That's
really it's a decision, right? Because you're like, okay, we can't do this anymore in the brokerage office. So it's either shut it down or move to the next level, which would be getting your own space somewhere.
Right. And so we moved in and spent a year with the Chamber of Commerce in their building. And now that building is the only it's the last part of that whole platform that's still standing right now.
Yeah, because they're demolishing it.
Yes.
So that bringing you to another big cliff to jump off of, because without any choice of the chamber or you or anyone there, but the city decided that that building was needed to go.
Yeah, I was warned when I moved in there that it could be,
you they know, were talking
could it be
about
a possibility.
It. Okay.
And so, yeah, we were looking for at least 6 months. Yeah, right around 6 months, we were looking for a new location.
So you had to take that leap of faith and go out on your own.
That it's scary.
I laugh because I know all too well. It is very, very scary, because when you think of getting your own building, you either have to purchase one, which means generally you're taking out a loan, or you are renting and leasing and having to sign a lease.
Yes, because the 5-year lease. So we're in this for 5 years and we're running with it. So,
you're committed.
Yeah.
And doing great. The location really is beautiful. Tell everybody where it's at. Invite them, Tim, all the listeners, to come stop by and see your studio.
707 Main Street. We're 3030 Coffee and First United Methodist. The building is the 701 building right there in Perry and Main.
Yeah, so right across. It's a beautiful location, and you got all kinds of fun set up going there and starting to branch out even from there. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So we've been picked up by a national network of growing TV shows or stations called White Space TV. And so what they're doing with us is they're partnering with us and creating content throughout the Peoria area and creating this TV station that is very grassroots, very local video, you know. So
it's going to be on the cable channel.
Sure. This is on i3 Broadband. So we're on all their cable channels. We're channel 17, actually, on their
So channel network. 17, Peoria TV.
Yep.
And you're going to start hearing a lot about that because we're going to be growing that TV station. In fact, we hope to have I've Decided TV. Super excited about that down the road as we grow and learn. But as it stands right now, like some of the shows you have on Peoria Life will be airing on Peoria TV on channel 17.
They should be on there now. I haven't even had a chance to see it myself. But yeah, we're right there. Again, channel 17 on i3 Broadband.
So anyone who has i3 Broadband should be able to get this channel?
Correct.
So i3 Broadband Cable, you have them. And they are kind of a local cable company, right? Or
They're St. Louis based.
Okay, so in the area. They have an office here, though, right?
Correct.
There's an actual office. So I know they're starting to move about and more people are getting on their cable programs.
Yeah, they're supposed to be hitting about 65,000 people in the Peoria area.
Oh, wow. Because they do it in chunks, right? It's not like they can go out. You can't just go out and give everybody cable. You have to somehow it has to be chunked out.
It's a network that they're building.
And I don't understand all that term, that network and technology stuff. But however they work it gradually rolls out. So there's a lot of people. How many people would you say in Peoria have that cable network?
That's the within Pekin and Canton. That's about the 65,000.
Oh, so far there's 65,000 users. Oh, I got you. I thought you meant that there were going to be.
No,
that's how many people have it already.
Correct.
Oh, wow. That's a huge number.
Yeah.
This is exciting, Tim. Yeah.
And we have the potential to grow to other cities around Central Illinois.
So not just in Peoria.
Correct.
That's awesome. I can't wait to learn more about that. And it's just amazing to me how it just kind of just keeps progressing forward. You just keep moving forward and keep progressing. And sometimes, though, you know, when you're going out on a limb and you're going for your dream, what I have found in my experience is that you think there's going to come a point where it's going to seem easy to make the next big decision, right? Or you think, okay, at some point we're going to make enough money and all of the problems are going to go away and we can make decisions because we have, but it doesn't quite work that way, does it?
You have to decide to wake up and succeed every day.
Every day you have to wake up and succeed. And you have to decide not to quit.
Right.
I just was talking about that last week on a Facebook post. I'm like, you know, quitting is not an option. Failure is not quitting, right? But quitting is not an option. And I think every day we struggle when you're doing something big and you've taken that leap of faith and you're going for a dream, especially every day there's a point where you're like, I'm just going to quit everything. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
And you have to.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Do you? Maybe some of the listeners, you guys ever felt like that? Like, I'm just going to quit today. I don't know what I'm going to quit, but I just want to. I don't know. Every now and then, I think it would feel really good if I could just be like, I quit. Does anybody care? I quit. But then you go, no, you can't quit. What are you going to quit? You know.
To me, when you try, you either succeed or you learn. Failure is when you stop.
That's right. Failure is when you just give up. You wave the white flag. You say, forget it. I'm done with the dream. I can't do it. Right now, that's quitting. And that's what we don't want you to get to. We don't want you to quit. It doesn't mean that you don't have to maybe get to a crossroad, make some decisions, you know, make some different plans. You might have to digress even sometimes. Sometimes three steps, you know, forward and two steps back, right?
Right.
That happens because sometimes we can see digression as like the enemy, like, oh my gosh, it's over because now I've got to take these two steps back. But really, sometimes I think God says, just slow down a little bit. You haven't learned everything you need to learn before you go for that next big thing.
Yep.
And so if we can kind of look at it like that, I think it'll help us to just kind of remember when we feel like quitting, we don't quit. We just keep moving forward. We might take two steps back, but we'll take three steps forward.
Yeah.
And keep moving. You had some really good pointers over there that I was reading before the show started. You want to share some of those, Tim?
Sure. I wrote this thing. I was thinking about a tightrope walker, okay? And so I wrote down 10 things that I've learned from a tightrope walker. One is be patient enough to start at the ground level. So as a tightrope walker, you don't want to just go up there,
100 feet in the air.
Yeah, and try it.
That's not a good place to practice.
Yeah, right. Not at all.
So start on the ground. Good idea.
Looking behind us does not help us reach our goals.
Got to keep looking forward.
Though you learn on the ground, it's not saying you don't give up what you've learned, but you just don't spend time looking behind you.
Yeah, I've never seen a tightrope walker. That's a tongue twister. A tightrope walker looking backwards.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Focus on your goal, not on the ground, because that's failing. So you don't, too often we spend time looking at the ground going, what if I fail? What if I will fail? Instead
you
of going,
big distance.
Where's the success?
Keep your eye on the prize.
Yep. Always scan 3 foot, 30 foot into your goal. And that's how, as a business owner, you've got to look, okay, what do I need to do today? What do I need to do in a week? What do I need to do in a year to make the success happen? Always equip yourself with the right gear. I might say surround yourself with the right people, but a tightrope, that doesn't work.
Or a net. Yeah, you might want to have a net. That could be a good gear.
Without risk, success is boring and unrewarding. You got to have a little bit of risk to make things exciting. People who you carry that don't have the same goal as you will always put you down.
I read that one, and that one made me think. We'll come back to that one.
Okay. Sometimes it's okay not to answer your cell phone.
Yes. Don't answer your cell phone if you're walking a tightrope. It could cause you to fall, right?
Yep. And be confident on the things in which you stand. And not everyone looks good and tight. I would be one of those people.
That's great. Yeah, I would be one of those people too. I love it. So you can really relate that back to a tightrope walker. Oh, the one that really stood out the most to me is that people who don't have the same vision as you and people who truly don't aren't going in the same direction, how you're carrying them. They want the success.
Right.
They want to, what's another way of putting it? Maybe they're off your success, like riding on your tail. What is that, shirt tails?
Yes.
Riding on your shirt tails, I guess, is the saying.
Coattail.
Coattails. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Riding on your coattails. And they just weigh you down.
Yep.
It's like you're lugging them. Yep. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, a lot of times people that don't have the same dream as you, or they're trying to pull you off into a different direction than where you need to go. Hopefully you're in a community. I've decided it's a great community of people that are like-minded, even though they're not necessarily going down the way of creating a studio. They're still business members that are coming together and looking for success.
Yes. Business members who want to be successful and who want to help others be
right.
successful.
The opposite of that are people that are saying, well, or you can't do it. This is going to fail. You could do it this way. It might make it better, but it might not be where you need to go. You need to really look at that focus point of 3 foot, 30 foot, and your own goal.
Well, and also, we're also unique, and our dreams aren't other people's dreams. And sometimes these can be people that love you,
right?
That care about you, and they're not necessarily trying to intentionally keep you from being successful.
Right.
But don't you think it's got something to do with that paradigm? Like, if they don't think they could do it, then it's very difficult for them to understand
right.
how it can be done.
Yeah, in their head, they would fail at it, so you're going to fail at it.
So you're going to fail at it. Or it's right. going to be so much work.
Right.
Right? So it might be a little bit of selfishness too, meaning they're not intentionally being selfishness, but they're saying, I don't want you to work that much because I need some of your time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Could be.
You're going to fail because I would definitely fail.
Right. Yeah. But here's the thing. If God put the dream in your heart, then he'll see it through till the end, as long as you see it through till the end.
Yep.
Do you agree with that?
Yep.
And we just have to be faithful. We have to be faithful and believe that if we keep running the race strong, we're gonna finish strong eventually.
Yeah, and for me, it's finding that community that can actually help you, direct you into that. And the Bible talks about it as being your counsel of the wise.
Yeah,
and finding people that are like-minded and think kind of like you do. For us, we created something brand new. There really isn't a live stream station, quote unquote, doing something like we're doing. So there's nobody to say you're doing it wrong.
You're learning every move.
Every move. Everything
was
new.
Yeah. I hear you, but it's working, Tim. And your story is awesome. And I hope if you've been listening that you've been motivated by Tim's decision to take that leap of faith and open his own business. And he's still moving forward. It's hard work, right, Tim?
It is.
But
every day.
You're doing it. We're doing it. And we want to help you. We want you to get connected with I Decided. We can help you fulfill your goals, your dreams, whatever it is that you want to do. Let us get you connected to the right resources. Come to one of our motivational conferences. Our half day, our next one is September the 8th. So be sure to save the date for that and log into the website. Sign up for the newsletter, ivedecided.org. Stop by and see Tim at Widecast Studio, 701 Main.
That's the building. 707 is our
707 store. Is your storefront. Awesome. Tim, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
This time goes by so fast. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?